All right, time now is 6 o'clock. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. And now it's time for In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, 2 hours of great jazz music up ahead of you, starting off with Robert Glasper. All right. Yes, that is Robert Glasper Trio from the album Double Booked. And we heard the track called Yes, I'm Country. Huh. I guess it's still going on. All right, now that does it, yes. Robert Glasper Trio from the album Double Booked, and we heard the track called Yes, I'm Country, and that's okay. It definitely had a little country tinge to it. Yeah, so really enjoyed that. Double Booked is Robert Glasper's latest album, and on that is Robert on piano, Vicente Archer on bass, and a really fine new drummer named Chris Dave on drums. And Robert Glasper is going to be playing over at the Regatta Bar in Boston on Thursday. And I'm happy to say I'm headed out there. I'm looking very much forward to it. About half the album has kind of straight-ahead trio thing, followed by the Robert Glasper Experiment, which does a little electronic thing, kind of a hip-hop thing to it. So it's a great album, Double Booked. And looking forward, as I said, to seeing Robert Glasper Trio in Boston at the Regatta Bar. Last night, though, we saw Tar Baby, a very interesting group led by Nasheed Waits. And we're going to hear something from their first album, self-titled Tar Baby. Name of the track is O.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Chris Potter from his album Underground, also the name of his group, that particular project he works on. And the name of that track was Nudnik. And that features, besides Chris Potter doing an amazing tenor sax on that one, we had Nate Smith on drums, Adam Rogers on guitar, and Craig Taborn on keyboards. Before that, we heard from, we heard from Tar Baby, Stacy Dillard on tenor and soprano sax, J.D. Allen on tenor, Oren Evans on piano, Nasheed Waits on drums, and Eric Rivas on bass. And as I mentioned, Tar Baby was in town with a slightly different version of that group, one saxophone player. I think his name's Logan Richardson on sax here in town when they played in the Polish National Home last night. It was a great show. And Tar Baby, and very, very interesting band, kind of getting into the free jazz realm. As is our next artist due up, Joshua Redman, another great, great tenor sax player, as we know. And this is from his album Compass, which is a double trio featuring two drums and two bass players. And we're going to hear one from Compass.
Thank you.
That's nice. I like that. That is Abraham Burton and Eric McPherson from the album Cause and Effect. And we heard the track called Dad. Beautiful ballad. And also some very intense tenor sax playing in that as well from Abraham Burton. And as I said, featuring Abraham Burton on tenor sax, Eric McPherson playing the drums, James Hurt on piano, and Yasuki Inoue on bass. And before that, we heard from Joshua Redman from his, I think it's his most recent release. It's been out for a couple of years now. And that release is called Compass. And as I mentioned, that features a double trio, two basses, two drums. But on that track, it was just really a single trio with Joshua Redman playing it on tenor sax, Greg Hutchinson on drums, and Ruben Rogers on bass. All right, time now is 6:40. This is WHUS 91.7 FM, and you're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And if you dig what you're hearing, I recommend you head over to my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com, and you'll see a link from there to my podcast, so you may want to give a listen to my podcast. And you can listen to past shows, and there's all kinds of links to all kinds of things. My YouTube channel, Facebook page, all that stuff. So why don't you do that? Head on over there, drop me an email, or link up with me on Facebook, whatever you'd like. I'd love to hear from my listeners. All right, we're going to change things up a little bit and do a short vocal set. There's a couple of vocalists that I've queued up here. I want you to hear them. We're going to start out with Lori Casillo.
Thank you. There's no poet beneath the skies. The voice will never arise that could sing of my love for my dear infant eyes. Infant eyes, you are my all. Without your smile, the stars would fall. Inside, a love
Yeah, that is Teiko from her brand new album, Voice. And Teiko's going to be in town here. I'll get back to that in a second. Before that, we heard from Lori Cassillo. And Lori Cassillo, actually, we met her folks over in Rochester, New York, and had some very nice conversations with them. And they mentioned that Lori was their daughter and a jazz singer. So they sent me her CD, and it's quite good. Very good CD. We heard the track called Some Cats Know. And that, of course, features Lori Cassillo on vocals, Dave McNabb on guitar, John Shiffett on bass, Jason Lewis on drums, and Eric Crystal on sax. And as I said, name of that album is Bittersweet. Really fine album. And before that, after that, we heard, as I mentioned already, Teiko from the album Voice, and that one features Teiko on vocals, Greg Lewis on organ, Kevin McNeil on guitar, Doug Richardson on drums, Lou Rainwan on piano, and Gaku Takanashi on bass. Teiko's going to be here in town in Hartford on Friday at the Masala Restaurant. Looking forward to that for sure. I think they might even be billing it as a CD release party, as the CD is fairly new. Teiko Fukao, and she's a friend of ours as well. Look forward to that. That is on the 24th, Friday, at the Masala Restaurant. And I'm sure it's going to be a great show. We were there a couple weeks ago for another concert there with Nat Reeves. And it's a nice venue, nice restaurant. You got to check it out. Teiko's going to be there. All right, let's move on. We're going to hear from Corey Christensen, who's a great guitarist. And we're going to hear a track called Big Kids.
Thank you. Thank you.
Time now is 7:06. This is WHUS Stores, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. And we've been listening to jazz music here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And you just heard from Ben Allison from his album Think Free. I should say the Ben Allison group consists of Ben Allison on bass, Steve Cardenas on guitar, Shane Ensley on trumpet, Jenny Scheinman on violin, and Rudy Royston on drums. And before that, we heard from the Corey Christensen Quartet from his album Outlaw Tractor. And we heard the track Big Kids. And that's Corey Christensen on guitar, David Halliday on sax, Pat Bianchi on organ. We've been hearing a lot of Pat Bianchi lately. And Matt Jorgensen on drums. All right, this is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you're digging tonight's show. We've been playing some great tunes so far, and hopefully we'll continue it. We got some new releases coming up. Let's see, I think I'm going to feature three new releases here. We're going to start out with Myron Walden from an album just came in the studio today, and the name of the album is Countrified. We'll be right back. A Bad Plus from a brand new one called Never Stop. And we heard the track called The Radio Tower Has a Beating Heart. Indeed it does. Reed Anderson on bass, Ethan Iverson on piano, and Dave King on drums. And before that, we heard a brand new one from Myron Walden's Countrified. And we heard the track Double Dippin'. And that album has Myron Walden on tenor.